Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL. And Dr. Pond, I hope this morning finds you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and happy.
Both. Both, as a matter of fact. Bushy-tailed and bright-eyed. That's okay. A scary image, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, it is. How about happy? Are you happy, too? There were three things I named there.
I'm happy. I'm still laughing. I'm still smiling over your reaction to the turkey shoot story in Arkansas.
Gosh, no. No, that's not funny, I'll tell you that much. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're right. It was not funny, but it was funny listening to you react to it, Ron, because I know what a big fan of WKRP you are.
Yeah.
You must have had mixed emotions.
As God says, God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, Lord. Les Nessman lives. So.
Hey, you know what? I've worked with Les Nessman many, many times over all the years. I've worked with every character on that show.
I'll bet you have. Hey, well, listen, Nikki, we're talking to Johnny Fever. Who's kidding who here, you know?
Yeah. He's more like Herb Tarlick.
Yeah, I work with multiple Herb Tarlicks, believe me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Anyway.
Well, listen, this must be nothing but an inside joke to anybody who's...
Well, as long as I've been in radio, I mean, I just, you know, when I watch that old show, I think, boy, that's almost completely true to form. It really is.
All right. Well, speaking of radio, here we go. The word of the day. Here is an oldie and a genuine bona fide goodie. The word of the day is loquacious.
Ah!
I think loquacious is at the top of the list of characteristics. Anybody who wants to work in this business has got to be loquacious. L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Loquacious is the word of the day. It's an adjective. Ron, I will leave you to define the word loquacious. How about it, buddy?
Well, loquacious is pleasant. A person who can, when you're loquacious, you can converse with people. You're happy. You have a
super
positive
good
outlook.
Looking.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's very similar to laconic. And I remember when I was a senior in high school, when they have your senior pictures there, underneath my picture, there was laconic smile, and I went and looked it up. But laconic and loquacious are very, very close in meaning, aren't they?
That's one way to get you to open a dictionary.
Yeah, really. First time in my whole high school career.
Actually, Ron, they're sort of moving away from each other opposite directions at the same time. That's another story. Loquacious, the dictionary definition here, just for the record, full of excessive talk, wordy, given to...
Which is exactly what you did.
Yes, exactly.
They should have called me loquacious instead of laconic.
Laconic is, as I say, quite the opposite. Laconic is somebody who doesn't really talk a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but if you have a laconic smile, that's a kind of a compliment.
Oh, okay.
So. Is it?
Yeah, honest to gosh, it really is, Iggy.
Okay,
good. All right, well, one more time here so you can give away that Mercedes next hour. L-O-Q-U-A. C-I-O-U-S, loquacious, an adjective, full of excessive talk or wordy, given to fluent or excessive talk. And here's a synonym, garrulous. Ooh, don't let anybody ever accuse you of being garrulous.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
time to shut up, guys. There's your word of the day.
Well, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate
you're quite well.
Stop being so loquacious.
I appreciate your calling in here to make fun of me every morning.
Turn off the microphone now, Ron. Turn off the microphone.
I'll turn off yours.